Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There's absolutely no legitimate reason why they would not want to have people watching this process, because if it's straight, they should be proud of it. Instead, they're trying obviously to commit fraud. It's not a question of who wins, Republican, Democrat, Joe, myself. We can't let that happen to our country. There's been a lot of shenanigans, and we can't stand for that in our country.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Okay, here we are again in the unusual position of not only interrupting the President of the United States, but correcting the President.
President Trump made several false statements attacking the integrity of the election.
In addition to the presidential seal being slapped on that lectern behind me, there probably ought to be a Surgeon General warning. What you're about to hear from the President of the United States may not be in line with the facts.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What a sad night for the United States of America to hear their president say that.
So we all knew he would do this. What I didn't know is that it would hurt so much.
I mean, I'm not an emotional person. And I'm having trouble kind of keeping it together after listening to the President of the United States saying what he just said.
That is the President of the United States, like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over.
Unchained and unstoppable.
You have a group of corrupt people who believe that we are so spineless, so cowardly, so unwilling to stand up for ourselves, that they can steal the presidency.
The allegations of wrongdoing makes the Carter Page warrant application look on the up and up.
We have a lot of information coming that you'll see that will shake even you people up.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I mean, I know it's MSNBC, but how does even MSNBC keep a straight face using Brian Williams as a fact checker? On the President of the United States, Brian Williams. What, Mike Barnicle wasn't around? Good Lord. 844-500-4242, the guy with the trying to fry the chickens in the geyser. He's a lot of jokes about it. 617 says he was going to call his chicken business Five Geysers Chicken.
Ha, 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 ha.
That's pretty good. You never get caught the first time you geyser cook. All right. And someone says Boo Boo tried to fry chicken at Jellystone. I didn't recall that. I did not know that. All right, 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Before we get back to election talk, and again, excitement's building, isn't it? Or you can feel it around the nation for Joe Biden's talk this evening. And I think Taylor's right, though. It probably will be a short talk. I don't think he's going to declare victory tonight. I wouldn't think, but he's going to say we're moving closer and, you know, we have to begin the peaceful transition, et cetera, et cetera. And, but there's more lawsuits being filed. I'm looking at the headline in the New York Post homepage. Pennsylvania GOP files emergency appeal with Supreme Court over late ballots. But first, let's go to Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts. And can we have a little Charlie Parker theme song music?
You're enjoying your day, everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. We beg her to spare you, Charlie, please. But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
They've been, you know, they've been putting all these towns and cities in the red zone. They've been shutting down businesses in the quote unquote red zones. Like, for instance, Middleton has a jail, right? And so the jail has a lot of COVID cases. No one's died, I don't think, but they have cases, right? Someone tests positive in the jail. So there's only like one or two people have tested positive outside of the jail in Middleton, but it's in this red zone. So this red zone was expanding. There were like 96 cities and towns in the red zone. So today they came up with a new list of communities in the red zone. I'm just told this. I haven't paid much attention to it all day because it's all kind of bogus. It's like a Philadelphia election count. It's about as real as a Philadelphia or a Detroit election tally. And so they shifted it around from 96 towns to 16 towns. And it took them a day, too. They had to release it a day later than they usually release it because they were cheating, like just like in Philadelphia or Milwaukee or Atlanta. So Charlie Parker, and so now they're faced with this possibility, the reality. They've just announced these new draconian lockdowns and said that the virus is going to come out starting tonight at 9:30 and is going to attack you. Last night it was okay, but tonight it attacks you. You can't buy pot. The virus will come and kill you if you have a bag of pot for which you don't have a prescription. If you can show the virus your prescription, though, you have medicinal marijuana, you can go about your business of getting stoned after 9:30. But you can't get quote-unquote recreational pot at 9:30 because the virus doesn't like recreational pot, just medicinal pot, apparently. There are all kinds of regulations like this that really make a lot of sense. So Charlie Parker was asked why we had to, outlaw rum and Cokes coming out of restaurants at 9:30, but Cokes are okay. And that's just another one of their great, great new mandates. So he's asked about this, and this is what he's explaining, why we had to shut the state down yet again, cut 32.
Well, the virus rages across our communities. Last spring, people in Massachusetts responded, and we fought it back successfully. People heeded the guidance of public health experts, and they did what they needed to do to slow the spread. We need everybody to do that again, so we don't have to take drastic measures going forward.
I would say telling everybody to stay indoors between 10 p.m. and 5 p.m. is pretty drastic. And shutting down every kind of business there is, basically, at 9:30 at night, I would say that's kind of drastic. But then again, the death toll has climbed. The last week, the two-week rolling number for deaths in Massachusetts was 268. Today, because after this terrible surge in cases, the rolling death toll was 241. So that's how much of an emergency it was. The death toll went from 268 to 241. So he's shutting down the state again. So he's talking about keeping the schools open and the economy running. Okay, cut 33.
We can, in fact, stop this increase in positive cases and hospitalizations and flatten that trend. And we need to do so now so that we can keep our schools open and keep our economy running.
I didn't know the economy was running in Massachusetts. And a lot of schools are virtual, aren't they? And did you notice there was a word missing when he was talking about the drastic why the drastic measures were needed? The D word, deaths. Why isn't he mentioning deaths? Because there are fewer deaths. Okay, so now, and you know, he was saying that at his last press conference, he has to shut down the state. Or he has to shut down all these parties. Young people are having parties. And you know why young people are having parties? Because they figured out that one person under the age of 20 has died during the whole 8 months. One person. We don't even know his background. They won't tell you what his or her background was. But so now he's trying to crack down on parties, around the college campuses and people, going out and having a few drinks on a Friday night in the somebody's backyard somewhere, but he admits or he acknowledges that you're more likely to get COVID if you're young, if you're at home, than you're in school. Cut 34.
In Rhode Island, students learning remotely tested positive at a higher rate than students attending classes.
Well, so maybe we could cut down the rate of COVID transmissions in the young people if we let them get together more often. How does that cut, Charlie Parker, just totally contradicts what you were saying earlier in the week about the need to cooperate with local authorities to stop kids from having fun. And by the way, what time did his son Gropey? Is his son Gropey got a? Has he got a curfew tonight too? Is he flying in on a JetBlue flight from Washington D.C.? I hope he'll be home by 9:30 or 10. You have to leave the restaurant at 9:30 so you can get home at 10. All right. Let's see here. Cut 35.
But I don't want people not testing. I want people to test. I want people to feel incentivized to test. I want people to think testing is a good thing.
Yeah, because that way they can be contact trace, even if they're not feeling sick, if they test positive or if there's a false positive because some lab is or clinic is making stuff up, like the Department of Public Health did 65,000 criminal drug tests, then you get quarantined for 2 weeks. Why? What would be more positive than being stuck in your house for 2 weeks when you're not even feeling sick? Let's play that cut again. Cut 35.
But I don't want people not testing. I want people to test. I want people to feel incentivized to test. I want people to think testing is a good thing.
617, where the hell are the court challenges to these absurd mandates? He cannot do this to the state indefinitely. Well, he has been for 8 months. And I thought there'd be a decision from the SJC after the election. But apparently not. I don't see anything on the wires about it. 603, will I still be able to make a run to Lawrence at midnight for my medicinal fentanyl? Yes. 617, we fought it back successfully. So what would unsuccessfully look like, Governor Parker? All right. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Lisa wrote, the Thunderstorm is everything Howie Carr claimed it would be. I have 3 dogs and 3 birds, but you wouldn't know it now. Another stated, the Thunderstorm has way exceeded my expectations. It will be even more handy when winter arrives and we cannot open the windows. Winter is coming, of course, so plan now. Eden Pure is continuing their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. I'm holding it in my hand. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been fantastic, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device. I'm holding it right here now in my left hand. You can plug it into the wall to purify the air from any odor. Could be pet odors, kitchen smells, tobacco smoke, or that damp smell you have lingering in your basement. I've seen large air purification systems that cost $1,000 and take up a lot of space. When you take advantage of this BOGO offer, buy one, get one, you're getting 2 Thunderstorms below $70 each. It doesn't take up any room and no filters are needed. Also, take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com with code word Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Villa in Wayland, celebrating over 70 years in business. From my favorite, veal parm, to their seafood dinners, the Villa has all your home-cooked favorites. Who loves you, baby? The Villa, that's who.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Cape Gunworks Range and Gun Shop. Looking for something to do inside this fall? Get to Cape Gunworks and check out their state-of-the-art gun range. Cape Gunworks in Hyannis and at CapeGunworks.com. It's a great place. CapeGunworks.com. Check it out. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you be watching Joe Biden's speech tonight?
no, I will not.
Only 5% say yes, they will be.
Okay. The 508 says, I don't know if you heard, but the Everett Casino has already announced 1,000 furloughs due to the new 930 lockdowns. Yeah, I just pulled the story up. Yeah, between 670 and 1,000 full-time equivalent workers may be furloughed as a result of the state's forthcoming curfew. This was on an earnings call for Wynn Resorts on Thursday evening. Good Lord. Close to 1,000 people are going to lose their jobs again at Encore Casino because of this idiocy. Closing at 9:30 is going to have quite an impact, the general manager said. More than half of our revenue is generated at the time when we'll be closed. Encore Boston Harbor is typically open around the clock. Man, this is that's enough. 844-500-4242. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal about how the Democrats have created this mess with these ballots by endless litigation, trying to set the stage for the kind of massive fraud that's been going on the last few days. This is by David Rifkin Jr. and Andrew Grossman, their lawyers, and they're writing in the Wall Street Journal. Democrats began litigating years ago, and quicker resolutions could have prevented problems now. Over the past year, Democrats and their allies have marched through state after state in an unprecedented legal campaign to upend longstanding rules of election administration. They talk about the situation in Pennsylvania where they just unconstitutionally overruled the legislature's laws. The legislature is charged with setting these laws. After three lawsuits to extend the deadline on turning in ballots struck out this summer, the Pennsylvania Democrat Party hit a home run on the fourth at bat. What changed was that the Secretary of State, charged with defending state law, switched sides to support her own political party. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, majority Democrats, held that the ballot receipt deadline established by state law violated the state constitution's free and equal election clause and legislated. They're not supposed to legislate. They're supposed to rule. They're supposed to be umpires, not players. Legislated a three-day extension along with a presumption of timeliness for unpostmarked ballots received by today, Friday. It dismissed out of hand arguments that the U.S. Constitution's elections and electors clauses that we were talking about earlier vest exclusive authority in state legislatures to set the rules for federal elections that can't be rewritten by state judges or executive branch officials. And now it's all kinds of cases before the Supreme Court. We've come to this pass because of Democrat politicians' recklessness and the Supreme Court's timidity. Chief Justice John Roberts' inclination to duck politically charged cases, he voted with the Democrat robots not to take up this case before the election in Pennsylvania, may prove self-defeating. If the court has to step in now after the votes have been cast and counted and made up, a political storm could become a hurricane. And then there's more problems in places like Arizona, but it's all in Michigan and Georgia. Every case will have to be decided before December 8th, the federal statutory safe harbor deadline for states to appoint elector slates, or at the absolute latest by December 14th when the Electoral College votes. The media are already accusing the Trump campaign of attempting to litigate its way to victory, but practically every issue in play arises from the Democrats' march through the courts in the run-up to Election Day. For all the cries of disenfranchisement, most sides agree that every lawful ballot should be counted. But after so many conflicting court decisions over the past year, what's uncertain now is the law, and there's no dishonor in asking the courts to say what it is. That's a good piece in the Wall Street Journal. Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi, thank you, Howie. Today's in the Federalist, there's a really excellent article called American Hustle, Party Insiders Tell the True Story of How Philadelphia Elections Work.
Right.
And it talks about this guy, Ozzie Myers, and that movie, American Hustle.
Right, yeah. He's a former congressman. He was sent to prison this year, right?
He's still out, apparently.
Oh.
And he actually was able to, well, it follows up on what Grace was talking about, the machine, because she said, well, how does the machine know to get the votes out and run up so many ballots? And what the authors point out is that the machine is a living organism. Nobody has to tell the machine to start stealing. The machine will automatically start filling out ballots.
But I used to work at Boston City Hall as a reporter. I know how machines operate. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ann. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Hey, Howie, I see you got a haircut again.
Yes, I did, Grace. It looks good, doesn't it?
It definitely looks better than that haircut you got a few years ago before you met the president. Remember that bad buzz cut, Howie?
Geez, you love bringing that up, don't you?
Well, I just think that your bad haircut was a true testament to the wonderful work of Dr. Hines at DiStefano Hair Restoration. Because even though you looked crazy at the time, your hair grew back, and now you look as dapper as ever.
That's true. Dr. Hines did such a wonderful job on my hair. I love waking up every day not worrying about bald spots or a dreaded comb over. I now have a thick head of hair, and the best part of it is, it's my hair. Getting a DiStefano hair restoration was the best decision I ever made.
Well, besides hiring me, right, Howie?
Like I said, Grace, it was the best decision I ever made.
You heard him, guys. Go to hairman.com to get the hair you've always wanted. Get hair like Howie's. Go to DiStefano Hair Restoration. They have 5 locations in New England, and they are open for business. That's hairman.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I didn't know this about Rhode Island. They have a different kind of virus down there. 857 says, in Rhode Island, the virus sleeps in on Fridays and Saturdays. Curfew is from 9:30 to 5 a.m. Sunday through Thursday, but on Friday and Saturday, you can stay out until 10:30. And you're safe. So maybe the virus isn't sleep. The virus is just not working as late on, or it's not working as early. It's,
well, the COVID has a long Saturday. It has a long work week. It needs its rest.
It does. So again, comes the recurring question: how does this make any sense? It's unsafe. It was unsafe last night to be out and about abroad in the night, as they say in Rhode Island, after 9:30. Tonight and tomorrow night in Rhode Island, you can be abroad in the night until 10:30 and nothing will happen to you.
I really actually have to thank Charlie Parker. It's rather nice to walk around feeling like a rebel all the time. And I'm probably going to start living a healthier lifestyle. I'm suddenly in the mood to go for more walks per day.
Yeah.
Sans but, mosque, of course.
Right. Do you like confronting people, though, out on the sidewalk?
So about confrontation. I love confrontation. I live for confrontation.
603 says, can I go out after 9:30 if I have my medicinal alcohol certificate with me, prescription? Can you get a prescription for alcohol and then go to the package store? That's another thing. The package stores have to shut down in Massachusetts at 9:30 for booze. For booze. You can still go in there and buy a lime, you know, to chop up to put into your mixed drink, or you can buy some. Can you buy near beer at the package store? Just not regular beer?
What if I'm an alcoholic and I'm experiencing some sort of withdrawals at 9:31 p.m. and I've run out at home?
Can you ask the virus for you know, give you the night off? Can you look the other way? Just look the other way while I go in and get a couple of nips, you know, to get me through the night. Because the virus doesn't come out in the daytime. You're safe in the daytime. It's only at night when the virus attacks, and at different hours depending on the day of the week, in Rhode Island anyway. In Massachusetts, it's always the same. All right, 844-500-4242. Now they're saying that this glitch we were talking about in the Michigan county, it cost Trump 7,000 votes in one county, Antrim County, big big Trump country, and they switched the votes around today, and he picked up 6,000, 7,000 votes. Apparently, multiple other counties in Michigan have this same system that produced this glitch that turned Trump votes into Biden votes. And now it's being reported online. I don't know if it's true or not, but they're saying multiple states have been using the same system that converts Trump votes into Biden votes. What a coincidence, huh? I hope it's I hope it's true, because it'll make it easier to just throw everything out the window. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Yes, sir. Yes, just to check the Daily London. The lady that was on the table, they were copying all the, they had a blank ballot, and they're transferring everything. Yeah. My daughter had the. We just saw that on the internet.
I know they're getting all kinds of affidavits now in all these places. I guess they had a press conference today in Atlanta with Ronna McDaniel, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, and Vernon Jones, who's the state rep from Georgia, the Democrat, who has become a Trump supporter. And I guess I'm reading on the internet that he was really on fire, and he was saying if we let him get away with this, they're coming after all of the elections. They're going to try to steal all of the elections down the road. And we have to stop them in their tracks right now. And I couldn't agree with Representative Jones anymore. And of course, Fox News cut away once he started making some good points. That's the way Fox News is going, though. Thanks for the call, Alan. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you going, Captain? I want to ask you a question. Puerto Rico passed 65% to be a state. I believe Kamala and Biden going to Puerto Rico state. And Puerto Rico all Democrat. And all Puerto Rico collects food stamps and money in the United States. Those guys don't have nothing to offer.
Mr. Garcia, I don't think Puerto Rico pays income taxes, do they? Do they know what they're getting into? They're crazy if they want to become a state.
But the problem is, those people collect food stamps and he want the free stuff. And also, what happened to the border? Kamala had the power to open the border.
That's one of the scariest things of all. It doesn't even matter if the Republicans keep control of the Senate. If they want to open up the borders, there's just going to be a flood into the United States. I mean, look at how many people that have been killed by MS-13 gangbangers that came across when Obama had the borders wide open. I mean, the murder spree has just finally started to decrease a little bit, because the borders have been more shut down. I mean, you open up the borders again, you're going to just have a flood of more criminals in, and it's going to be horrible, and it's going to hurt Americans looking for jobs, especially lower income Americans, people just getting into the workplace, younger Americans, Americans of color. That's one reason the unemployment rate has been so low for the black and Hispanic communities in the last 4 years, because the border has been somewhat shut down. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes. This is regarding the glitch in Michigan with the software and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm thinking that it's more than just the presidential stuff. I think it's the whole ballot that they have in every other place. So people who are going to benefit from this is all the GOP people, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's usually everything or nothing.
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, most of the GOP down ticket people, down ballot people did pretty well overall. You know, they didn't lose any. They threw a lot of money to turn over state legislatures. None of that worked. And in fact, in New Hampshire, they flipped the Democrat control of the House and the Senate. And you know, except for, you know, a few people like John James, who shouldn't have lost in Michigan, and maybe he didn't lose it, you know, once they start looking at the ballots, the Republicans actually did pretty well across the board. It looks like if there was some kind of shenanigans going on, maybe they were just practicing with just the presidential election this year, Mark.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's just, it just seems like the GOP should be happy that Trump is pushing all this litigation, because I personally, I think it's going to help all Republicans at this moment.
Yeah, I just hope these state legislatures in these states where this ballot manipulation, shall we say, is going on, I just hope they have the stones to go out there and just take the bull by the horns and just appoint their own slate of electors, because they could do that. We talked about it earlier. All these states are controlled by Republicans in both houses of the legislature, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Those are all the states where the fraud is going on. All the states controlled by Republicans. I mean, all this could be put, if the Republican legislatures could develop some stones, this could all be put behind us. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 781 says, can you buy lottery tickets after 9:30? That's a good question, because they get a cut of the lottery tickets, but they also get a cut of the medicinal marijuana or the recreational weed. They also get a cut of the booze, and they get a huge cut of the casino profits. So again, Charlie Parker is just cutting his own throat here for money. 508 says, I miss the old Diebold voting machines from the early to mid-2000s. Those are the ones that John Kerry claims stole the election from him in Ohio. Remember that? Yeah, keep dreaming, John. Keep Mr. President. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, I just figured out a way to get John Roberts to quit brooming cases like the Pennsylvania legislature thing that they brought forward.
Yeah.
Because the executive changed the laws. What Trump should do is he should just offer the remedy to the by way of executive order, and just do it narrow according to the Constitution, and basically just give by executive order the exact remedy that Roberts should have. This would force Roberts to convene the whole Supreme Court.
I don't know. I don't know how that would work, Steve. I don't think the president can convene the Supreme Court by executive order, can he? I've never heard of that before. I mean, we're really in uncharted waters here now. And again, this could, as the columnist for the Wall Street Journal said, this could have all been avoided. To at least some of it, at least the situation in Pennsylvania could have been avoided if they'd stepped in. And this is cut and dried. You know, they mentioned that Article 2 in the Constitution when they ruled on the Florida hanging Chad case in 2000. I mean, this and the precedents go all the way back to the 19th century. You know, the cases have been decided based on just it's Article 2. Legislatures have the right to name the electors, and that's basic. And I hope the legislatures develop some stones. I hope there's enough outrage out in the states that are affected here, that the people don't want they want to be disenfranchised. That's what it amounts to. They're disenfranchised. Their right to choose their leaders is being stolen by some Democrat hacks who want to fundamentally transform America into a third world banana republic hellhole. That's my lecture for the evening. Never in the history of real estate have government-issued moratoriums against property owners been so widespread, including the latest from Charlie Parker's administration. Don't wait for the value of your property to sink lower, especially if it's commercial real estate. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From rural farms, country clubs, estates, and historic office buildings throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and with no contingencies. There is a big reason why Banker and Tradesman have voted J.J. Manning number one for 7 consecutive years in a row. They have the buyers and they pay cash. When you sell with a real estate broker, you have to pay commission, but with an auction, the buyer pays. These are treacherous times for any property owner, whether it's commercial or residential. Don't get caught flat-footed. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Talking about ED isn't easy. Good thing Roman makes testing ED simple, safe, and from the comfort of your own home. Get a free online evaluation today at GetRoman.com/Howie. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 978 says, we are listening and live in New Hampshire. How did both the House and the Senate flip to Republican and yet Biden took New Hampshire? Sounding fishy. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff sounding fishy, isn't there? I know sometimes the New Hampshire ballots are split, you know, Republican governor, Democrat senator, like happened. But it is kind of weird that they would vote for Biden and then flip both the House and the Senate. 844-500-4242-781. The glitch in these machines, this is in Michigan and elsewhere apparently, has been intentionally programmed into them. There's no such thing as a one-directional glitch across multiple machines favoring one candidate over the other, unless it was placed there on purpose. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. But I do know it's pretty fishy, isn't it? Connie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Connie.
Hey there, Howie. Thanks for alleviating some of the election stress by your hilarious interpretation on the COVID rules. Appreciate it. Calling from Maine.
Connie, just to interrupt you, those are not my hilarious interpretations. I'm just reading them right off the off the regulations. That's what they are. That's how absurd they are. But anyway, back to what you were saying.
Well, it works. Whatever the description is, it's working. Yeah, I'm calling from Maine. You know, we have ranked choice voting, and I like how you've pointed that out so much. Just before the election, I heard on your show something about how to fill in the ballot where you could actually darken in everyone for Trump. Okay, so I'm there early before they opened on Tuesday morning, and I'm ready to go right in. And I get to the voting booth with my ballot, and very clearly printed on the ballot, it says, you are not allowed to fill in more than one oval for any candidate. So I thought,
I don't know the answer to this. We Bruce Pollack, when we brought him on, I figured he's got to be the leading expert in Maine on ranked choice voting. So I wanted him to explain everything. And as soon as he got finished explaining that, we started getting these texts from people in Maine saying, that's wrong, you can't do that. And so we called him back and said, what's the story? And he said the Secretary of State had told him directly, I know he's a Democrat, the Secretary of State had told him directly that was the way to do it. So I don't know the answer, Connie. What do you know for sure what the answer is, just for the future?
Yeah, I do know the answer. In fact, I called over the election clerk and I said, hey, I've been told I can do this. This instruction says that. She says, well, the Secretary of State told me that you can do that. And I said,
okay,
how do I know I'm not throwing my vote away? So she walked over the machine with me. When we were done, she says, if the machine takes it, it's okay.
It worked.
And I thought, oh, my God, I'm totally disenfranchised now. But anyway, it took it. And so, yes, you could do that. And I just have to wonder how many votes Trump might have lost because of that not being clear. But can you believe it?
I did my best. And I guess Poliquin was right, according to what you said. Bruce Poliquin was right. I mean, again, you know, he was personally affected. His political career was destroyed by this ridiculous abomination. Thank goodness Massachusetts voted it down. Thank you, Connie. Thanks for the call. Chase, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chase.
Yeah, hello. Hope you're doing okay. Just reporting from Western Pennsylvania. The past 2 days, I've been trying to call my state rep, my state senator, my congressional rep, and good old Senator Pat Toomey. And I must report now that rhinos are alive and well and running in Pennsylvania. They are the biggest bunch of sellouts.
Yeah, they're not going to. They announced today the legislative leadership in Harrisburg announced today they're not going to
try to send their own slate of electors. They're going to let the Democrats steal the election, and they're not going to do anything about it. What does that make you think, Chase?
I'm so appalled. And I mean, as I told all of them today on the phone, you're allowing my vote to be stolen, and I will fight you. I mean, my poor rep here in the county that I'm in, Trump won 14,500 to Biden's 5,500, and the rep doesn't have the balls to stick up for that many voters in her county. She's not going to be the rep anymore.
What did she say to you? Did you talk directly to her, or just leave her a message?
No. I talked to her aide. No, they were on the phone. They were all the Republicans were on a phone conferring. But I mean, don't you think that's suicide? I mean, you know, I do have a memory.
That's the thing. Chase, I was thinking about this. You know, I mean, people are afraid. I understand legislators are afraid to make a tough vote. But is this that tough of a vote when you see all that theft going on, especially in Philadelphia? I mean, I agree with you. Wouldn't she be defending her own constituents? The majority in Pennsylvania that voted?
That's what I'm appalled at.
Yeah.
No, you're correct. That's what's appalling. I mean, I can't wait to start beating the drum and writing editorials and stuff here. I mean, and she's a good woman. But she's folded her cards.
A lot of times they just take their cues from the legislative leaders. Is there any way to turn them around, do you think? Or do they have no stones whatsoever?
She's all of a whopping three blocks. Her office is three blocks from my house. Guess where I'll be on Monday.
Good for you, Chase. Keep up the good work and tell your friends about this Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Have a good weekend, everybody. Keep the faith. Stay strong. I'm Howie Carr.
Here's how it works with my retirement accounts, and I'll bet yours too. If your 401k, your SEP, your IRA, whatever, is going up, you probably don't think very much about it, right? But if it's going down, well, there's nothing much else you can think of. So for the last couple of years, none of us have been worrying much about those quarterly statements. But lately, it's gotten a little worrisome. It's not that bad, not yet anyway, but what goes up must come down. Now is the time to start thinking about adjusting your investments. Gold and silver have always been a hedge against stock market volatility. Uncertainty about the future has traditionally meant rising prices for precious metals. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company I trust. Give Orion a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.